Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, November the 5th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 6.25 cents at 5.53, December wheat down 7.25 cents at 7.66.5, and January beans down 17.25 cents at 12.05.5. The beans still get the worst here today. Meal down $3, oil down 80, ticks. That despite the crude oil rallying, we closed up 246. That was $3 off the lows. So yesterday we had $4 up, $5 down. Today we have $3 up off the lows. Very volatile. Again, I think it indicates contract highs. The dollar was down just 12 ticks, but still high at 94.22 after making a new contract high. So a little bit of a reversal, but not a key reversal. Minneapolis wheat was up, Minneapolis wheat was down 7.5. The oats were the only strong, up 8 cents at 7.49, but I'm still getting a weekly sell signal there. So, you know, I continue to believe these grains have been overpriced and that they needed to be hedged. We've broken the corn now 35 cents off the highs. The beans, 50 some odd cents off the highs. Been a tough week for the beans out here. Whether or not we get more corn acres or not, I think is the big question. Again, I don't think it's going to be that big of a switch. The article from the University of Illinois, if you go to farmdoc.com, farmdoc at the University of Illinois, it lays out why Illinois is still more profitable this year, even with high fertilizer inputs. It's more profitable per acre on corn, depending on what part of the state, $30 to $38 roughly. So, you know, that and the corn-bean ratio doesn't really push corn into beans. So I don't know that the switch is going to be as big as some people think it's going to be out here. We have the reports Tuesday. Again, I think we'll see higher bean numbers, corn maybe just a touch higher. The average guess is for 3/10 of a bushel on corn. You know, I think we'd be lucky to see that. Beans 51.9 of 4/10. I think that could actually be a little bit higher. But I think what's spooking the market here a little bit is the demand factor. Once again, we didn't see any export sales here today. This is the time where we should be crushing the sales, and we're not doing it. Brazilian beans are cheaper than U.S. beans, which you generally don't see. At U.S. harvest, usually U.S. beans are much cheaper. The Brazilians have generally run out of beans. But it just goes to show you there's more beans out there. Russia is selling wheat. Romania is selling wheat. Ukraine is selling wheat. Australia is selling wheat. You know, I just think the demand issue out here is, you know, interesting that we just don't have it as much as people were thinking. Yeah, the weather's bad in the southwestern part of the country. In the northern plains, it's still dry. But you know, I think for the most part, we got approved demand out here, and I just don't see that happening anytime soon. So we've got the report on Tuesday. Could they cut corn exports and bean exports and raise these carryouts to an even more comfortable level? I think it's certainly possible. I just think you've got to look at these markets. Even now, new crop beans are at 12.10. That's certainly nothing to turn your nose up at. New crop corn is at 5.40. Again, these aren't bad prices, and I still think well worth protecting if you haven't done that already. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.